In this bulletin, the Australian of the Year awards set to get underway in Canberra, the latest on the fires in Tasmania, and the Socceroos set to take on the United Arab Emirates. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. The Australian of the Year Awards will take place tonight in Canberra. The awards honour an exceptional group of highly respected Australians who ignite discussion and change on issues of national importance. The categories include Australian of the Year, Senior and Young Australian of the Year, and Australia's Local Hero. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the nominees are a reflection of the best Australia has to offer the world.
Our Australians of the Year, our local heroes, our young Australians and senior Australians of the Year are a reflection of the very best of Australia, the very best of our stories, the very best of our contributions.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor will add an additional 300 government jobs in regional Queensland if it wins government this year. Mr. Shorten is pledging 200 ongoing jobs in the Department of Human Services in Townsville and another 100 in Cairns. He says Labor is committed to working with communities to benefit them economically.
What I have heard more than anything else throughout regional Queensland is, Bill, give us the detail, the specifics, on what jobs a vote for Labor can generate for our community. Everyone knows that Townsville's been doing it tough, but Townsville's got many strings to its bow. You've got defence, you've got tourism, you have mining, you have resources, but at the core of this you need jobs.
More than 100,000 homes are without power across Victoria after the Australian Energy Market Operator directed providers to begin load shedding. The Australian Energy Market Operator announced scheduled power supply interruptions because of the extreme heat. The planned short-term outages are designed to prevent more widespread blackouts. Melbourne reached a peak of 42 degrees just after midday, but there is relief in sight as a cool change sweeps through. The Energy Market Operator's Chief Executive, Aubrey Zibelman, is hoping the outages won't last for too long.
It's a really dynamic situation. We're balancing the weather, the additional heat is stressing the generators. We have one generator who has had some problems and they've been really struggling to stay on, but they're having to reduce to protect the machinery. Other generators are also struggling simply because of the heat.
Residents in Tasmania are being urged to stay out of the bush this Australia Day long weekend as fires rage across the state. A statewide total fire ban is in place until Monday. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says coal is to blame for the current fire threat in Tasmania. Speaking to Sky News, Senator Di Natale criticised the Morrison government's climate change policies.
I mean, coal is the reason we're here. The reason we are seeing these record-breaking conditions, we've got these massive fires in Tasmania. I just said goodbye to my wife and kids. We live in a bushfire-prone area. We had to execute our fire plan today, and that's happening more and more frequently. The reason we're in this position is because we're digging up coal, we're polluting the atmosphere, and we're making climate change worse.
The diplomatic row between the United States and Venezuela has worsened, with Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, declaring the country will close its US diplomatic missions. It comes after the United States and major Latin American nations recognised opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's acting president. President Maduro has already demanded all US diplomats leave his country in the next 72 hours. Mr. Maduro has denounced the United States.
They want to intervene in Venezuela, and the way they have chosen to intervene in Venezuela is by putting in a self-proclaimed, de facto, unconstitutional puppet as president.
To football, and Matthew Lecky is set to come into the Socceroos' starting lineup for tomorrow's Asian Cup quarter-final against the United Arab Emirates. Lecky missed the group stage, but made his return from injury against Uzbekistan, scoring the winning penalty in the shootout against the Uzbeks. Coach Graham Arnold says the Socceroos will attack from the first whistle.
My style is expecting to win every game, not going out trying not to lose. It's about going out mentally prepared to win the game. And no matter who that is against, that's what I expect to do.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and a top of 31 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy in 29. Melbourne, cloudy in 27. Hobart, cloudy in 23. Canberra, hot and 40. Wollongong, sunny and 29. Sydney, sunny and 33. Newcastle, sunny and 35. Brisbane, partly cloudy in 32. Cairns, rain at times in 28. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.